Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Logically, a game like this, where, you know, you have the emotions, you come out, you're ahead, and then all of a sudden what happens, happens. How do you dig out of that and motivate and get ready for it? Because the game's not
going to
stop.
The one takeaway that I did receive during the games, there was not splintering. There was not phases being frustrated with each other. Everybody wanted to make a play and wanted to play 11 people as one. And I think that, losses are tough, but who really cares? Like that, we deserve for it to feel terrible. And in that, you find out exactly who people are. I have confidence in who the people are in the locker room and the coaching staff. And, led by me, we have to no one cares about our feelings. And, that is a hard one to deal with, but it should be. If not more, for everybody that decides to cheer for us and turn on the TV. So that's not acceptable. We'll never be. And when you win plus minus and you have a 3-score lead, you have to lean on an opponent in both on both sides of the ball on the line of scrimmage. And we were incapable. So get back to the drawing board and fix that immediately.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel, our guy, Kim Bokamper, asking a lot of questions yesterday. He is obviously a little frustrated. Guy's been with the organization for 50 years since got drafted down here in the first round many, many years ago to what it is right now. It's a lot of frustration, a lot of people that have been affiliated with this thing, and it's just the old, here we go again. What's Mr. Ross going to do? Is anything going to change? Are we just going to keep saying the same things and having the same results? Here we go again. Nobody quit. Yeah, I don't get it. Nobody's going to quit. I mean, you know, you plan for a check and future and want to keep playing and all those things, but it's bad. There should be nobody mad about anything said or written about you or said about you on social media. If you're in there and you're part of that training group, by the way, that whole training facility too, I'm not talking about the trainers and I'm not talking about the great food they get and all those marks they get, has nothing to do with that. The guys in the front office, led by Chris Greer, the coaching staff, led by Mike McDaniel, and the players, I don't know how you turn around. Right now, we got some deep, serious problems. We can't run the ball, and we can't stop the run. That's a big problem. This all goes back. We're going to be more physical, and we're going to put more emphasis on being more physical, and we're going to draft a guy in the second round on one side and a veteran on the other, one injured and one really struggling. And then the defensive line, going to be some growing pains, and you got to stick with them. God, I know. Can't believe I said it again. I can't wait to hear Omar, too. He's going to join us a little bit later on here, but the young guys have officially hit the wall, but they're not the only ones. Oh, no, 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 no. There's plenty to go around when you run the ball like that. And by the way, it's not some they're getting beat on trick plays and stuff. It's running mostly between the tackles. Staying with blocks, a little different blocking schemes, but they're hitting between the tackles. And the holes opened up again yesterday. And you had a backup running back. Rico Dowdle probably going to be player of the week, right, Woody? 23 carries, 206 yards?
Ah, yes, Joe.
Nine-yard average?
Conversation, yes.
It's
look, man, it gets frustrating every week. You could play the same comments over and over again. We got to look in the mirror. We got, you know, the guys in the locker room.
It's all getting old.
It's the same crap every week, Joe. And I understand, like, what you're trying to do. You're trying to think of things like what they can do better and how they can fix different. This team sucks. They can't fix any of these things, or they would have by now.
Yes.
Right? You're five games into this thing, and this is what they are. They are one of, if not the worst team in that league.
They are one of the 7-1-4 teams, and, of course, the Jets are the only team left that hasn't won a game. I would just say this. Veteran, you're right. Veteran players, what you see is what you get, man. The guys have been around. If they're playing well, probably – Waddle's probably going to keep playing well. The Darren Waller story is truly, it's too bad. I mean, we couldn't get him a ball in the second. It's incredible. Somebody to tell me I can't get you the ball. Can you imagine telling Darren Waller to half, hey, sorry, I couldn't get you the ball in the second half. We couldn't figure out anything. Wait a sec. All those guys that got some form of coordinator behind their name, and we can't figure out a way to get him a ball with a free release, 6'6", it can run like that. Sorry. We're going to all meet again. I'd like to see her at some of those meetings from all those brilliant people that know a lot more about football than I do.
And here's the thing. I know fans want blood this morning, but it's like, what are you even going to do at this point, man? Like,
you can't fire
Anthony Weaver the job. Like,
no, you can't.
The defense is horrific.
You can't fire your guys.
You don't let him run the thing?
You can't fire your guys. You're right. It's
just so you're just dug into it at this point. But, like, man, you got to go through – that you're five games into this thing. You got a long way to go here of this mess.
All right. Well, I realize that, but let's talk about so let's talk about how to get changes.
But this was the easy part of your schedule, too.
Yeah.
These were like you circled Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I go back to last week. What you were saying about Carolina.
They're bad. They're not a very good team.
Told me to take me to catch and cut. See Bo out there.
I think I
although
did
Bo
say
seems
that.
A little bit riled up in that press conference.
He might punch you in the face. So
I know he
leave
may.
That alone
know,
for a
I
second.
Know. I'll stay away from all the Dolphins.
But guys. But I got to tell you, yeah, man, that's a terrible loss. They're a really bad team. They
yes.
are a really bad team, and they ran. I think they were running for about 100 yards a game. They were struggling. Everything, a passing game. You saw the quarterback.
They probably put all their stats up in that one game too, right? Where they had that win.
It's just it's just. And they're down 17-0. You're thinking, oh, this game get healthy, fourth quarter, maybe get some different guys in and just feel good coming back home for the Chargers. And maybe, you know, maybe you can get that thing going. They got their own problems now. They've lost a couple of games in a row. But no. Oh, no. So here's the thing, because everybody been texting me this morning and last night, hey, something's got to be done, man. Something. What? They're not going to keep doing this. This is, and so until they feel it from their fan base, and it affects that part.
But what more can fans do though? Like, I feel like the fans voiced their frustrations last year and the owner
and
was
he still
like,
came back.
No,
yes.
no. We're going to do it again, and it's kind of funny. So every time the Dolphins, they tweet out the final score, every game they blow, and I'll look underneath. I just like to read some of the comments, see what people are saying. And there's always a few people that'll post that thing that Ross sent out.
Oh, from last year?
Yeah.
That one we got hit with after. The
hey, man, I feel so bad for this fan base because it is, it is another year that you have to go through this crap. And
so Mr. Ross was there yesterday.
Was he? He was there again? He's watching this stuff?
No. So, like, he keep hearing he's not happy. He's not happy. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Nobody's happy. No one that likes this team that's grown up or been around this team or just taken on this team and like the colors of the uniform or something, nobody can be happy with this thing, man.
The problem is, what are you going to do now? Like firing Mike, I mean, even if you did that today, if they came out this morning, like, Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Are people going to be happy? Like, do you think it's going to change anything? I think, if anything, it'll look worse. I don't think this is all on Mike, to be quite honest with you.
No, Joe. I don't
either.
I think
he's been calling offensively. He's been calling, I don't know, decent enough games. But
until yesterday. Yeah.
For a while he was calling.
No, he went through. He did. He's gone through a couple of games where he called really good games. But so now, to your point, and it's a good one, Woody, let's not forget about Chris Greer. Let's not
fire Chris. What does that do except for,
what's
like,
that do?
Make fans happy for a day, like, and then you got to get back to reality of that you have a crap team.
Yeah, but who
firing Chris is not going to make things better right now.
Oh, right now, nothing you can do.
Of course, Chris is not going to survive this year. But, like, again, I just, at this point in time, what are we doing besides just, like, helping the fans out,
trying to
get through this process,
trying to figure out. I agree. Listen,
Chris
Greer
can never be involved in another personnel decision in this organization.
He can never
be involved again.
I would not allow him to make any moves of any kind. I don't want to hear.
If they're going to start trading guys off before the deadline, if they're going to start doing stuff like that, it needs to be someone else doing it. That'd be the only reason I get rid of the guy. But again, like,
by the way, they let him make some kind of move that's fairly big.
No more save your ass moves.
Yeah.
No more, man.
No more that, hey. How about pulling this one off? And by the way, the timing of Cam Smith getting rid of him was really good, to wait till you got a win in there and sneak it in there. That was
these guys are
great PR.
They came back with a significantly worse team than they did. They had the year
they
before.
Did. And you know what?
They sold you on a bunch of crap.
Some people saw it. Some people did see it. And for those of you that didn't drink the Kool-Aid, you're right.
You realize Chris is one of the all-time salesmen, right? Whatever it is that he has been able to sell Mr. Ross on, who was a smart man, obviously.
Well, I will tell you.
Whatever he has sold Mr. Ross on over these last few years.
This is what I always hear with Chris Greer, and that beautiful smile and that really friendly personality. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you had a popularity contest at the whole facility and the whole organization, Chris might finish top five.
Yeah. Well, what did it say in that letter? What did it say? Everyone gets along or something, or working relationship?
No, I get it. And his relationship And I think Stephen Ross, from the outside in, has given him, like, I get, Mr. Ross, that you like him. I get it. I mean, I get it, man. Everybody likes him. Everybody likes Chris. And, but man, it's just time. It's time. I mean, this ain't working. And you're right. You're right on some of this, man. I agree. It's
and look, man, too, you've been left in the dust by teams like New England, who are in a complete rebuild mode.
Way, that's
they've completely passed your ass
Woody,
off.
That's a great point. They went all in on free agency, and they went all in on the draft last year, and look at the results. They took a tough loss a couple weeks ago, turned over five times in a tough last second loss. Look at how they bounced back. They beat the you-know-what out of Carolina, and they went into Buffalo, and they friggin' won. Buffalo turns the ball over three times. They went in with confidence, that young quarterback.
They're in the playoffs, by the way. Like, if the season saying they are in the playoffs. They have a winning record.
That was a little dogpiling move.
No, it's not. It's the fact
that five games,
like, that team should not be passed.
You're the
fat
kid that just jumped on the pile to put, so the poor guy at the bottom is like crying. Please.
By the way, the Dolphins deserve every piece of dogpiling they get today.
All right, we got to go to break here. Yeah, no question about it. It was brutal. It was brutal, and whatever. The best you can do is, I have a good feeling for my guys. They haven't quit on me. Everybody seems to want to get this. I'm like, great. We've heard that. That's great. What are we going to do about it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.